If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori Podcast. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Desiree Ofori Podcast. My name is Desiree, and I'm going to be honest with you, this may be our last episode for quite a while or in entirety. I don't know yet, but I do feel like God is definitely closing the chapter of this season of the Sincerely Mrs. Mommy era / the Desiree Ofori Podcast era, and there is something new and fresh on the wind that he has for me. And I honestly have been holding on longer than I should have, but God has been gracious to me to give me extension after extension. But I feel like this is the time to really hone in and do what he wants me to do in the next chapter of life. And so before I leave you, I wanted to make sure that I left you with something encouraging, something uplifting, showing you a little bit what God has been sharing with me that may help you also figure out if this is the time for you to close a chapter in your life, to move on. Is there something that you have graduated from and you're trying to stay in an elementary status? And he's like, yo, I'm trying to take you to college degree status. And you're like, no, but I love it here. Or are you trying to do more in your own strength or in your own wisdom than in his strength and in his wisdom? Are you doing more than God has called you to do? Are you not doing things with the right motives? All of these things and more God has been showing me and sharing with me. And I want to take some time really quickly to share with you my heart. Not everything. I want to keep it kind of short and sweet, but also with some power and impact that can help you moving forward. All right, so let's get into it. I was reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 28 about King Ahaz, and he was a king of Judah, but King Ahaz did not follow God's law. He didn't do anything that he was supposed to do, and because they wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, they had to suffer the consequences. And one of the peoples that he gave them over to was the Israelites. So he allowed for the Israelites to take hold of them. There was some killing. There was some captives taken. There was a lot of different things going on. But at one point, they did so much more than God told them and allowed them and gave them permission to do, that he literally sent a prophet to them and told them, basically, you are doing the most. It has reached heaven and God's anger is on you. Fix this. Make it right. Return to people. And then we'll see what can happen so that God can restore his graces on you, basically. And so what I loved about this is that not only did the people of Israel see that their errors were wrong, that they did do the most, that they did do more than they were permissioned and authorized to do, but not only did they return the people and try to make things right, they made sure that these people were returned better, basically, than they found them. Like if somebody was sick, they made sure that they took care of them. If they were injured, they bandaged them, they fed them, they clothed them. They gave them what they need to basically return back to their home with some sort of dignity. And what stood out to me in this chapter was that, number one, when we aren't doing what we're supposed to do, God, there's going to be consequences. There's going to be consequences. And the thing about King Ahaz, he couldn't see that like he was supposed to run to God and fix his ways. He kept trying to go the opposite direction and saw what everybody else was doing. Was like, well, if they're serving these gods and they're doing this ritual and blah, 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 blah. Like if I do that, then I can be successful, not realizing and not paying attention to the fact that God was trying to get his attention and that he needed to turn to God to apologize and repent and do right. But the Israelites, they saw that they were doing the most. They were doing more than they were supposed to do. And once they were confronted with that, they turned their ways and did what was right. And God took care of them. A current example of me realizing that I took on more than I could chew, that I did more than God possibly told me to do, was my book club. I had a book club that I didn't really make public. It was an invitation only for the ladies who were formerly a part of my group devotionals that I was doing on the YouVersion app. I had this devotional group from January 2020 to January 2024 and had been feeling for a while that God wanted me to move on to do something else. And I ended up closing the group because there were some issues with the app going on anyway. So I was like, okay, I already know that I'm supposed to be moving on from this. I'm literally getting pushed out. Let's push out. But then I thought, oh, well, let's do something else. Let's make a book club. I want to still keep this community of women going. I feel like we're supposed to be going deeper in the Lord. And I mean, all of my intentions were for good. It was all for good. But in hindsight, I realized that it wasn't possibly the right time or the right format. And that even though God may have been moving me on to do something else, it didn't mean that I had to bring a crowd with me. And so I was doing more than God had told me to do. And because of that, there was some support that I thought that I was going to have that ended up falling through. And the group itself, I had sent out to like 40 something women, I believe. A handful responded and even less than that joined. And at the end of the day, it didn't work out. And so I thank God for shutting that door for me. The people who I thought that was going to be able to help, the people who I thought was going to be engaged, like God shut it down because I know I have prayed, Lord, if I am going down the wrong path, if I'm doing something that you don't want me to do, it's taking me further away from what you want me to do, close it down, shut the doors, give me no's. I'm okay with that. And he definitely did that. And so if you're one of the ladies in whatever capacity that was part of the book club, that was part of the ones who said that they would and wasn't able to, or even the ones that said that they would help me, or you've helped me in the past and I reached out to you and you weren't able to keep up with it. Thank you. Thank you for being honest with yourself. Thank you for being honest with God. You know, even though I meant well and it may not have been right, that you still did what you had to do for yourself. And I just thank God for like closing that door because we didn't get far in it. The group was only going to be for 5 weeks. We were going through my new devotional, Her Strong and Courageous Faith. And so it was only 5 weeks long. So we were able to complete the 5 weeks. But I just thank God that it didn't take me 5 months to recognize like you're trying too hard to make something happen that God did not say and that God did not want you to do right now. So let's make things right. Let's let the ladies know that, you know, we have realized that this may not have been the right season. This may not have been the right format and that we apologize. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your investment. But we're going to go ahead and go our separate ways, but stay in touch separately. And so I just thank God for just showing me 2 Chronicles chapter 28, which was part of my reading anyway, but it just really spoke to me like, hey, you're taking on more than you were supposed to. And once you've been shown that, you need to make things right, reverse, apologize, repent to God, and then make it right. The other thing that God showed me is that I often like to take on more than I can handle, or even if he's trying to take me higher or allowing me to let go of things, I have a tendency of picking new things up. So I have this like visual of me being like a bag lady, like Erykah Badu's song Bag Lady. And it's like, bag lady, you gonna hurt your back carrying all that stuff like that. It's like, God is like, you're carrying all of these things. Yes, some of them are good things. Some of them are not so good. And as I am showing them to you, to allowing you to lay them down, to put them down, you keep picking up more things. Like you're hoarding. You pick up one thing and you're like, okay, I'm going to donate this bag. Literally, this just happened to me. I'm going to donate this big old bag to Goodwill. And then I'm going to go right into the store and pick up more stuff. Like, we're supposed to be decluttering. We're supposed to be letting go. Why are we picking up more stuff? And so I know that somebody else can relate to that. And so that's what he was showing me, that as time has gone on, I started this podcast under the name of Sincerely Mrs. Mommy, which was my mom lifestyle blog. He let me run that for a few years. It was a great blog. I was able to have a lot of different opportunities in the media, offline, online, making connections. It was a great experience. And he allowed me to have that. Now, it's part of my healing journey. But once I was able to let that go, I continued on with the podcast. I was doing that. That was going good for a while. And then, like I said in the beginning, I've been taking lots of pauses here and there. There were lots of signs that it was time to let this go and to move on, but I just kept transitioning it into something else. Now I have let go of the devotional group that I started in 2020. I was like, oh, okay, let me pick up something else. It's like, girl, stop. I'm finally like seeing it. Like the light bulb is finally on. Like, oh, he is stripping you. The stripping of my life for this past decade wasn't just in relationships or experiences or places that I was in, but it's also the things that I've been carrying and things that I've been trying to build, and just seeing a plateau, seeing, you know, get to a certain point, and then it's like, okay, where's the favor? The favor is gone. The grace is gone. Like, it's just not working out the way I intended or I thought that it would. But realizing that, you know, that's a big sign of no, don't. That doesn't mean just keep pushing harder and trying harder and striving in your own strength. It could be a sign that God is like, I have paused the favor and paused the momentum because you're about to go in a direction that I don't want for you. That is not the plan for you. I have another plan for you that's going to be so much better and more suited for you and greater. And you keep trying to go in this direction. I'm trying to close the door. I'm trying to shut it down, but you keep pressing your way through. Yes, there are some things that we got to press our way through, but there's also some things that we got to recognize that God is saying, pump the brake. I need you to pause because I want you to do this instead. And so I'm finally in that understanding of, okay, it's time to pause doing all the things. And how about we just focus on one thing? Something he showed me and just continues to remind me is that he can do a lot with little. There's a story of Gideon in the Bible who didn't think he was much of anything, but God called him a valiant warrior. And he was like, who are you talking about? Not me. But God was like, you are a valiant warrior. Gather your men together and you guys are going to go to war. He gathered 30,000 men. God dwindled it down to 300. And they were kind of concerned, like, I don't know about this. We only have 300 and these other people have so many more. But they were reminded there was so much more with them that they could not see than what they could see. And so God was able to show himself strong and they were able to win that war, win that attack. I am constantly reminded that I don't need to have a ton of social media platforms. I don't need to have a ton of followers. I don't need to have billions of dollars. God can do so much with the little that I have if I am a good steward of what I have and I continue to give it to him and allow him to maximize it, allow him to multiply what I have in my hand. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, the New International Version, it says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. In 2023, I saw God show this for me. I focused more on my email list, showing up on YouTube, and I did a little bit on Facebook on my business page, but most of the year I was not on Instagram, and most of the year I was not on my personal Facebook page. And when I tell you, I had an increase in sales and opportunities that I did not have in the years before when I was trying to do the most, especially I believe in like 2020 to 2022, I was hitting like online strong, trying to be on Instagram, trying to do Facebook, trying to do TikTok, brought back in YouTube because I saw that there was some increase in there in my viewership and subscribers. So I was like, okay, well, let me come back because people are watching. Let me give them something to watch. I haven't posted anything in years. So, you know, I was seeing these things and trying to be all of these places and all the time. And it burnt me out. And God showed me that I don't need all of that. Like, he is more than enough. I could focus on a couple things and do them well, and he would make room for me. And he did. And I feel that he is calling me back into that again. So I am now on a hiatus from Instagram and Facebook. I believe that I'm going to challenge myself for the rest of the year to get off and just, you know, really trust God with, like, I'm just going to focus on this one place, my YouTube channel. I'm going to be able to continue to post vlogs, videos behind the scenes. I can do sit down videos, which will be like podcasts. And I'm just going to focus my energy on one place, learn how to be consistent, learn how to be a good steward of that, and allow God to multiply that and grow it as he so desires. I'm not going to focus on, well, I got to have a post for Instagram. I got to have a reel for Facebook. I got to get to my email. Like he showed me recently, I'm trying to be omnipresent, being in all of these places. And the only one who can be omnipresent is God. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are the only ones that are omnipresent. Not even Satan can be omnipresent. We always be like, Satan this and Satan that. He has a fleet of demons, of fallen angels that are helping him, assisting him. He has his own kingdom and they are under his rule and they are on assignment to all of these different places. So not even he can be omnipresent. So what makes you think that you can be omnipresent? Yes, you can download an app and it can shoot out content to all these places at one time. But why do I need to do that when I can just focus on one thing, give it to God, trust him to multiply it, and allow him to guide me in the way that I should go. Also, the last couple of years, I've talked a lot about being a hidden gem and coming to the realization that I may just be a hidden gem and I'm okay with not many people knowing who I am. There is safety in that. There is protection in that. But what I also came to realize recently is that you may feel like you are a hidden gem to the masses, but you are not a hidden gem to the people who see you and who are interacting with you on the day to day. The people at your church, the people at your job, the people within your home, your friend groups, you are not hidden to them. They see your worth. They see your value. They receive from you. They hear from you. They love on you. Why is that not enough for you? Why do we have to do bigger and more? Because social media and the media is telling us more is more, when God is saying less is more. And I think it's just really important for us to pay attention to that, to make the most of what we have. Like Luke 16:10 says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. If you can be trusted to take care and nurture the relationships that you have in front of you, then you would be able to handle the masses, big crowds, big followings. And if you can't do and take care of what you have little before you, you're just going to fall and crumble when the big stuff comes, when the big opportunities come. So I just want to be in a place where I can really be trusted with the little that I have, because little is much to God, and know that I have more than enough. I have everything that I need, and God will provide whatever I need. Opportunities, he will not give me more than I can handle. And I heard somebody recently say that it's not that he won't give you more than you can handle, but he will give you, you can handle things because he gives you the strength to handle them. You have hardships, not because like you're built to handle more hardships than the next person. It's because he gives you the strength to handle those hardships. Whereas somebody on the other hand is not trusting in God, is not leaning in God, they may crumble because they don't have the strength of the Lord working with them, because they are not giving themselves, they're not giving their lives, they're not giving their issues to God. So that makes it much more challenging for them to be able to handle the big, because they're not investing and connecting with the source. Another thing I want to say is to check your motives. When you're doing something, are you doing it because you want self-gratification, because you're trying to make yourself feel like you're worthy or you're validated? I had to realize that a lot of my overachieving tendencies was because I was trying to prove myself, that I wanted to show that I am worth it, that, you know, there was that spirit of pride that was working with me, that spirit of vanity that was working with me, that I was feeding through the social media likes and the accolades and the, yeah, you did this. And like there had to be a point where I had to say, God, I surrender this to you. I see my ways. I've been asking you to show me my ways. Show me my heart. You've been showing me, and I surrender this to you. I give this to you, this pride, this vanity, this self-gratification, this wanting to basically idolizing myself and putting myself in front of you. I don't want to do that anymore because that is not your way. And I want what you want, and I can't have what you want from me. And I can't do what you want from me in the way that you want me to do it if I keep putting myself and my flesh first. So check your motives. Make sure that whatever you're doing is coming from a pure place. And even if it's a good thing that you're doing, make sure that you're not doing it because you're like, well, I got to keep up with the Joneses, or I have to keep up with the appearance that I've made. I've shown myself that I could do this, so I got to be able to keep up with it. Like, if God is leading you to do something, do it. And if he's telling you to stop, you need to stop. And that's what I'm going to say on that. That's on period. And then the last thing that I want to say is to pause, rest, assess, and yield. There has been so many times where God has been allowing me to pause, been showing me, like, I want you to pause so that you can rest and you can hear from me and receive from me, because you're going, trying to do all of these things, trying to keep all of these things going. You're so distracted and your mind is so full of all the things that you have to do that you cannot hear what I want you to do. So I need you to pause and I need you to rest. I need you to be refilled. I need you to be restored. I need you to be healed. I need you to be retrained. I need to deconstruct some things that you have picked up and that you have taught yourself that is not my way. And I need you to understand what I'm doing in your life in this moment. And in order to do that, you got to pause and you got to rest. And then while you're pausing and you're resting, that's your opportunity to assess what's going on. What is it that God wants from me? And then once you realize where you have fallen short, where the hiccups are, whether you've made the wrong turns, yield it and give it to God. Allow him to take control. Give it back to him and say, Lord, I dare you to pray this prayer. If it's not for me, shut the door. Give me the no's, because that is such a clear way and understanding for me to know that, okay, that wasn't for me. Let's go in this direction that you've been pulling my heart. And I've been kind of like, I'm not sure. Maybe I should go this way. Maybe I should go that way. But clearly you shut that door. So now I know this is the way that I should go. So I said a lot for you guys. And there's so much more that I could say, but I'm sure in due time and due season, even in in-person conversations, I'll be able to share. But I just want to just continue to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord with your life, with every aspect of your life, whether it's, you know, who am I going to date? Am I dating anybody? This job is something I should take on. Should I have children now? Should I move? Should I create this? Should I sell this? Should I start this business? Should I read this chapter? Every little aspect, every little part of your life, you need to talk to God, have conversation with him, allow him to talk to you. Be quiet every once in a while, sit before his presence, play some worship music, or even just sit in silence. There's so much he wants to share with you. And I promise you, when you hear him, when he's speaking to you, it just makes a world of difference in your decisions. And life is not easy 100% of the time, but it is made easier with God. When we have the God of creation who's chosen us specifically for certain things, and we trust him and we, you know, consult with him and get direction, it just makes the whole process so much easier and so much more enjoyable. So I encourage you to continue to seek God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And I pray that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding will be yours as a result of doing all of that. All right, you all. So that is it for today. If this is the end, thank you so much. I just want you to know that there are plenty more podcasts for you to listen to. There's well over 60 episodes for you to go back and listen to. You'll probably hear the growth in me, but and just not only me, but in the different interviews that I've had, and there's so much more to gain. I am thankful for the podcast, because when I ended Sincerely Mrs. Mommy, the blog, because I didn't keep up with my hosting website, like, it's all gone. It's gone now. I found a way to retrieve some of the information online, there is something called a Wayback Machine. It's a literal website where you can go back and unearth old stuff that has been deleted online. It's true. Nothing has ever gone offline. Once it's on the internet, it's there forever. There is always a way to find it. However, with the podcast, this is so much easier because it's in all of these different platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Play and iHeartRadio, I believe. There's just so many places wherever you're listening to this that you'll be able to go back for years to come as long as those platforms remain, that you can go back and listen to the episodes. And there were some really, really great episodes. I'm very, very proud of this podcast and what we were able to accomplish together on there. And God is so good. Nothing goes in vain. Nothing is in vain with the Lord. He uses all things. And he can turn around all things, even the worst, for his glory. He has a plan in it all. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, stay well and be blessed. As I said, you can follow me on YouTube at Desiree Ofori. I will have all the information in the description. And go ahead and sign up to my email list. I will keep you guys posted there as well. And yep, that's a wrap. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. If you found any value in today's episode, do yourself and others a favor. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Screenshot it, share it on social media, send a link to it via text message to your friend group. Let people know that this was valuable and that it will help change their lives. Also, it would mean so much to me if you can go and leave us a review on Apple iTunes so that other people who are shopping podcasts know that this is worth their time. And if you haven't already joined our email list, go ahead and look at the description bar. The link will be there. Or you can visit www.decaliseartstudio.com. You will get updates, you will get freebies, you will get inspiration, and you will also get friends and family discount on upcoming artwork and products. Until next time, be blessed and stay well.